This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. In 2011, trivia geeks watched in amazement as two of their all-time greats were destroyed in TV competition by an underdog. The challenger was a computer system developed by IBM named Watson.
I'll wager $6,435.
Here's the clue for you, Watson. The chapels at Pembroke and Emmanuel Colleges were designed by this architect.
Who is Sir Christopher Wren?
You are right, and that adds to your...
Years after Watson debuted on Jeopardy, IBM is using its technology and the promise of big data to take on a much tougher competitor, cancer. WBUR's Sean Bowden has the latest in our series, This Moment in Cancer.
Watson isn't only a really smart computer that competes on game shows. The real Watson is a global team of engineers and programmers who write code that simulates the human thought process. IBM's Watson team calls it the world's first commercially available cognitive computing system. And now IBM is using that technology to explore the human body.
We generate an enormous amount of health-related data. From our personal fitness trackers and mobile apps, to electronic medical records, to genomic and clinical research.
That's a promotional video for IBM's Watson Health Division, which is based in Cambridge.
And we will be able to do even more to make the data about our health work for us.
The company recently started a five-year, $50 million partnership with the Broad Institute of Harvard and MIT to study drug-resistant cancers. The Broad has gathered data from 10,000 patients who agreed to have their DNA and their cancer's DNA genetically sequenced. Watson will analyze and interpret the data, actually reasoning and providing insight, trying to anticipate cancer's next move, sort of like a chess grandmaster.
What if you could actually test somebody at the very beginning of their cancer journey and understand, you know, that path, the chess moves that the cancer was going to make?
Kathy McGrawdy-Getz is vice president of IBM's Watson Health Division.
Perhaps you would then start the treatment regimen a little bit different. You might stay a few steps ahead of what the cancer is going to try to do. Or you might be able to detect what's going to happen next and switch them to the appropriate regimen.
So, Watson would provide the analysis and predictions, but the doctor working with a patient would prescribe the treatment. McGrawdy-Getz says IBM's machines won't be practicing medicine.
Really, the way to think of them is kind of like augmented intelligence as opposed to, you know, artificial intelligence. Being able to augment the capabilities and the things that people are good at.
But how do we know big data can lead not only to predicting how cancers progress, but to actual advances in medical treatments? Isaac Kohane is a professor of biomedical informatics at Harvard Medical School. He sees big data by itself as only moderately useful.
But because of basic science and genomics, we've had breakthroughs in the therapies, and we've had a profusion of those therapies.
And, Kohane says, genomics, genetic sequencing, is big data. Right now, about 60% of patients are at risk of having their cancer become resistant to treatment. The people at IBM believe Watson's analysis could help prevent that.
If someone had said that 5 years ago, I would say that was wildly optimistic.
Again, Harvard's Isaac Kohane.
However, what we've seen in the revolution that has only begun, we've seen so many impressive gains that I'm actually optimistic. I don't know when that will come to fruition. But if someone said they thought it would happen within 10 years, I would say that's plausible.
After decades of the war against cancer, IBM's Kathy McGrawdy-Getz says Watson can help us reach a stalemate. We may not kill cancer, but cancer won't kill us either.
What if we could be proactive and manage it more like an ongoing chronic disease where they may not be completely cancer-free, but they're stable and they're not getting any worse?
Along with IBM and the Broad, tech giants Google, Facebook, and Microsoft have entered the race to develop new cancer treatments with the help of technology. The Veterans Health Administration has the largest data set and plans to give it to researchers. The next step? Information sharing among the various projects to give oncologists even more tools to keep cancer in check. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Sean Bowden.